Are you tired of politicians who make a lot of promises but don't get anything done? Fed up with white people constantly threatening to take away your rights? Exhausted by being treated like you're less than human? Done with being underestimated? Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, here at Afropunk, we've got the solutions.
Broken shards are there, we are at some time.
The American dream is being able to walk out, work hard on your own, and meet the world on your own terms and be celebrated for it.
Being black and walking in that truth is very important to me.
It's important to have any kind of space that affirms that they are not exclusionary. Be an alternative to what is represented as this sort of monolithic, singular idea of black identity in popular culture.
I've been shot just because my heart, I lost the ties, I've been body and soul. I've been a victim of golden eyes, I see the dead walk among the living.
Education has always been a tool for our collective liberation. We have to teach our kids to build networks and build coalitions. And so we educate our kids from this collective consciousness across multiple intersections of identity, then we can start to build our own institutions in our community. And, you know, that's really, to me, the answer.
That is the point of today's conversation, to understand how it is that we need to really band together, to come together, to have our coalition, to have our community.
Life is not just divisive, it's actually people that come together.
Overcoming racism operates on the belief that we can continue to address the symptoms of educational inequity, or we can finally address the cause, which is systemic racism.
I think it's so important that we begin to shake the shame, the guilt, to stand up for ourselves, to reclaim our bodies, reclaim our minds, reclaim our souls, and reclaim the things that belong to us. Be proud of who you are and know that your story is powerful.
The Solution Sessions. It's where real-world problems meet fearless solutions.